There are different kinds of thanksgiving. There is a thanksgiving that's done out of a sense of obligation, where custom or politeness dictates that we should give thanks. So giving thanks around the Thanksgiving table might be of that sort, or saying thank you to somebody who holds the door open might be of that sort. There's another kind of thanksgiving that comes from joy. And this joy might be the experience of getting some unexpected gift. And since it was unexpected and all of a sudden it's there and you're joyful that it's there, it's not hard to give thanks to the person who gave it to you. So gifts can promote or can provoke these different kinds of giving thanks. We might give thanks out of a sense of obligation to Grandma who gives us socks, but if Grandma gives us that thing that we've been hoping for, nobody has to prod us to give thanks. We give thanks with our whole heart. Well, Christian thanksgiving is something that's a little bit different than these things. These things that we've been talking about are natural. They're the way that every human being responds and acts in society. When we're talking about a Christian giving thanks, we're talking about something that's a bit different. Christian thanksgiving is a fruit of the gospel, and that is the message of God's great love for us in Christ, that he accepts us for Jesus' sake and looks upon us in love. This brings about a kind of thanksgiving. The gospel also should be understood in very broad terms, not just that God has given us this stamp for the forgiveness of sins and then we go on with our life as though it has nothing to do with him, but it's to open up our understanding so that we understand how everything comes from this God who loves us, and enjoy and give thanks to him for the things that he gives us. It's a happy return, therefore, to the relationship between creator and creature. God is the creator, and he gives all good things, and we are the creature. We're to receive the things that our creator gives us. This is the relationship that's established at creation, but sin gets it all messed up, so that we don't really recognize God as being the source of the things that we have. Or perhaps if we think of God, we're even afraid of him, afraid of having a relationship with him, afraid of what he might do to us. The gospel changes that. It's God's promise of acceptance and reconciliation through his Son, Jesus Christ. So this makes Christian thanksgiving different from natural thanksgiving. And how so? Well, with Christian thanksgiving, there is a focus on God, on the person of God, and who he is, instead of just on the things that he gives us. So we know who God is because he's revealed himself to us. And he's revealed his will toward us, and we know that his will is good toward us. And so what we want is him, instead of a focus on the stuff. That's something that's kind of interesting about our natural way of giving thanks, is that instead of it being a lot on the person, it ends up being a lot on the stuff. If the person does something that we really like, then we might give thanks for it, but the focus is on the thing that is being given instead of on the person. If the gifts are good, then there's thanksgiving, but if it's not, then the thanksgiving can be pretty flabby. And so there's a kind of constancy and steady cheerfulness and hopefulness that is to be about our Christian thanksgiving, where we look past the things that happen to us, whether they be good or bad, to the one who gives all these things to us, understanding him and his will toward us, and that his will toward us is good. This is rather different from the way that we are by nature. The way that we are by nature, we're kind of on a roller coaster, and we might be way up in the heights when something good is happening, or we might be way down in the dumps when something bad is happening. But notice the way that Paul talked in our second reading tonight from his letter to the Philippians. He says, "I've learned to be content in every situation." And this is not just because he's become some kind of stoic, where he just doesn't care what might be going on around him. He's learned to be content in every situation because he knows who his God is, and he knows God's will toward him. And so as he makes his way through the adventures of this life, he has a steady and constant cheerful hope in this God, and that makes it quite different from both the ecstatic highs and the lows that we naturally do. This also means that our thanksgiving needs to have an appropriate expectation attached to it. Sometimes our Christian thanksgiving is not all that we might hope that it should be. And this shouldn't surprise us, actually, because we're in the midst of conflict. There's a conflict in us between God, the Holy Spirit, and our flesh. There's always something that's kind of hampering our thanksgiving. And so we shouldn't expect the way that we give thanks, for example, if we are unexpectedly surprised. That's not the way that we should expect to give thanks to God. When we are unexpectedly surprised, our whole being is in that thanksgiving. But in Christian thanksgiving, there's always going to be a little something that holds us back, and it's our flesh. And our flesh doesn't like to hear God's word. Our flesh doesn't like to believe in God, but would rather believe in all kinds of other things. And our flesh is not that interested in giving thanks, not to God. It might be interested in doing and giving thanks to other things, but not to God. But this shouldn't overcome us and discourage us and think that, oh, I don't give thanks at all. Well, no, you should have appropriate expectations that the thanksgiving that you give to God does not need to be soaring on the heights, or else it's no thanksgiving at all. It's not true. You're not perfectly sanctified yet. Maybe one day. One day when your sinful flesh is raised, purified from the dead, then you will experience what it is to give thanks to God with your whole heart. But while we live with our sinful flesh here in this life, we're always going to have a part of us that's going to be fighting against this thanksgiving that we give to God. Now, the Thanksgiving holiday has a lot that is built into it that merely has to do with a natural understanding of thanksgiving, the way that our natural man gives thanks. And therefore, I think it can kind of be confusing for Christians, because the expectations is, for example, when we give thanks around the table and we have to do it out of a sense of obligation, that might not be very satisfying. Or on the other hand, the giving thanks with joy because of something unexpected is immensely satisfying, but it's very short-lived. And so on the Thanksgiving holiday, I think we're all kind of looking for an experience. We want to feel thankful. We want to feel something. But I don't think we should look at it that way. Christian Thanksgiving is different. It looks beyond the experience. It's not actually about you. It's about taking in hand your God and putting your faith in him and listening to his will toward you and believing that the will toward you is good and full of good things, regardless of whether the things that are coming to you are giving you great joy or perhaps also for a time are giving you great sadness. Whatever that experience might be, the God who is behind that thanksgiving remains the same. It's very good to understand who God is and understand His will toward you so that you can begin to look at life with new eyes. Our sins tend to give us kind of cataracts so that we miss good things, and God's kind of fuzzy and He's not out there and we don't realize it. But this supernatural gift of thanksgiving that comes with faith, I hope that God gives it to you. And you can train yourself a bit in this regard, where you look at the good things that God gives to you and you understand them not just as being good and not just as being pleasurable, but also that you understand the God who gives them to you, that these things are infused with His love. Over and over, all through the day, with all the good things that God gives you, you should understand these good things as being God's message to you of love. We all know that the best gifts that we receive are the ones that have lots of love pumped into them, where somebody thinks about what you might need or what you might like and goes out of their way and goes to some trouble in order to give you that gift. We like that. We like recognizing that love that's behind the good things that God that are given to you. And that's what we should see with God too. That in all the good things that God gives us in our daily life, that we know that God's love is behind them. And in fact, that God's love behind them is the main thing. It's that love that we give thanks to God for instead of the individual stuff. We look to the person and we put our trust in the person, giving thanks that for some strange reason God has loved you and loved you so much that He sent His Son to die for you and gives you absolutely everything that He has. He shares it all with you. So this Thanksgiving, make sure that your thanks is directed to the right place and in the right way, directed toward God with good expectations and learning to recognize the love that's behind all the good things that He gives us. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.